How do you three know each other?
Physical therapy school.
Physical therapy school. Okay, you're gonna be physical therapist?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Okay. When? Ah, shit. I'm just gonna. Kink in my groin. What?
Is that your girlfriend?
It's my wife.
Whoa, shit, dude! You look so young to be married.
Bring back the old school.
Yep, sure, whatever you say, dude. How old are you?
I'm 24.
Will you relax? Relax, okay? I want to slowly find out he's Mormon. So, what city did you grow up in the Midwest? Where, do you live in the city, sir?
Yeah.
In New York City?
No.
Oh, in a city. Okay, cool. What's the sign say when you drive your Subaru in there? What's the sign say?
Orem.
Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, that's not a city. Is it? Is Orem a city?
I mean,
oh, a town. Are you Mormon?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Oh, oh, my God. Thankfully, that is a white religion or I would get canceled.
And who are you here this evening with?
My daughter.
A lot of parents wouldn't bring their daughter to a comedy show in case the comic was talked about. The shit I'm about to talk about. All right.
My mom's out of town.
Okay, well, I'm not going to go home with your dad, baby. Do you go to college?
I just graduated.
You graduated? What did you study?
Psychology.
Do you want to be a therapist?
No.
Oh, good. Okay. I dated a therapist. She was really into astrology. And don't get me wrong, I am obsessed with horoscopes as much as the next guy trying to get laid. Do you find that disturbing? If your job is to give people advice and you're like referring to the stars, do you think that's a bad?
I mean, I love astrology too. So.
Oh, same. What star sign are you?
Aquarius.
My rescue cat is Aquarius.
What's your name? Do you mind me asking?
It's oh. May.
May, what do you do?
I'm a recruiter.
For the military or for other companies?
For companies.
Okay. Well, thank you for your service. What does your boyfriend do?
I don't have a boyfriend.
You don't have a boyfriend? Whoa, I found out a crazy way. May, were you brought up religious?
Sort of.
What religion?
Catholic. It was a Lebanese church, so everything was in Arabic and I didn't understand.
Oh,
so
you're Lebanese?
Yeah.
I thought I was the only Lebanese person here tonight. That is crazy. I'm from Lebanon. Going home for Christmas, actually. Yeah. I fly out tomorrow from SeaTac direct to our major airport. May, are you from Seattle?
No, San Francisco.
I was born in San Francisco.
What do you two do? That's fucking crazy. It's more of a hobby, but that is. You know when you love something and you're like, I don't want to do this like professionally, but you just.
You know what it is?
Neuromuscular therapy. Yes. NMT.
What is your what's your boyfriend's occupation?
You don't have a boyfriend? Crazy. Do I have a girlfriend? Wow. Fucking Bumble Live. I don't want to get into it, but I'm just so heartbroken. Yeah, it's not complicated. She she broke up with me because I like neurotherapy too much. And
how do you two know each other? Some people would maybe feel a little uncomfortable saying that to someone with a crippling disability, but I know. What college did you go to?
Yale.
Yale. Oh. Never heard of it. Never heard of it. Yale is an Ivy League school. It's right at the kind of the bottom of the Ivy Leagues. What did you study, sir?
Computer.
Whoa, I just heard a lot of women get wet. What about you, young man? What did you study? Oh, cool. Wow, you guys are definitely not going to have a threesome tonight. Old f***ing illiterate Phil, though. You never know. You never. Who's the other lady? Her friend. Hey, how you doing? What about age difference? Do you care about that? You know what I mean? Because like some guys are younger, you know, maybe just fresh out of college. And then maybe some guys a little bit older and more sexually experienced. Like what?
Would you ever teach older special ed?
No, I like little kids.
Yeah, okay. You know, male teachers aren't allowed to say shit like that.
You're his wife. That's beautiful. Were you aware? He's a TV editor, right? He brings that up a lot. And,
I'm a producer, and I hired him.
Wow, you guys really do like reality TV. Holy fuck.
So do you only produce reality shows?
No.
Oh, okay.
We produce infomercials.
I'm going to comment on something. You guys compliment each other with the energy. I would describe your husband's energy as narcoleptic. Whereas you kind of have like a homemade meth vibe.
You really do.
She is not going to sleep for a while. I love your energy. It's very joyful.
Oh, sorry, guys. It's going to take a second. We're going to go through the newsletter. But,
sir, I know you normally edit television, and I know you're out of work, but if you get a chance, maybe you could edit your wife a little bit. All right, so.
How old were you when you found out you were dyslexic?
I was in sixth grade.
Sixth grade. Okay, cool. Yeah, let me do the math on that. Or did you struggle in math, too? Everything. Okay, cool. It might be a little more than dyslexia. Were you in special ed, sir? Did they put you in special ed? I was in special ed.
They pulled me out.
Wait, they pulled you were in special ed and they took you out?
Well, I was in the regular class.
Oh.
And they took me.
It put you in special ed?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. That's what I meant by did they put you in special ed. It's not a good education, special ed education, is it, sir?
I teach it now.
You teach it? Oh. What's that?
You have to laugh.
I have to tell jokes. You have to laugh. Are you in a band?
We were.
What was the name of the band?
Bottle Cap Boys.
Fucking kneecapped yourselves out of the gate. What? There's three of you. Were there four people in the band?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't talk to the guy that came up with the name. All right, yeah. What's your occupation?
I work in the creative space.
Creative space. Okay, wow.
DJ.
When you said you work in the creative space, I should have assumed it meant you played other people's music.
All right, so. Do you have a DJ name? And I won't make fun of it, I swear to God.
DJ Royale.
Not bad.
All right. All right, yeah. Start a band with your three without him. Throw a little fucking DJ Royale behind you guys.
We got a show on February 2nd.
They fucking have already booked a gig. Oh, that's amazing. Where is it? I'll plug the shit out of it.
Pacific Pizza.
That's where Coldplay played last time they were here. All right.
We all know there is no sense in dying.
I used to be a special ed dance teacher.
I feel like that's mean. My childhood, but parts of it, were miserable, and I'm thinking the only thing that would make it worse would be... I'm like, the other kids don't respect me because I can't read.
And you're like, wait till they see you in a leotard.
What type of dance?
Mostly ballet.
You don't do that anymore?
No, I moved.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's probably also because it's not a thing. I was in special ed. There wasn't anyone fucking waltzing between the desks. That's. So what do you do now that you're not torturing kids? But,
I'm a stripper.
In Canada, strippers are fully naked, but they don't do that here, right?
No, they do.
Oh, cool. All right.
It's mandatory for us.
It's mandatory? Oh, okay. Do you think it's karma from what you did to those poor children?
Well, this is about how I lost my virginity. And I thought, this would be great. I'll ask people in the crowd how they lost their virginity, and then we'll, like, connect with that. And it turns out people do not like to talk about that. Sir, do you mind the scenario you lost your virginity in? See? No one is comfortable. Okay, tell me the idea. How do you want it to happen? I'm just kidding. Is that a bad question? I feel like that's just something we've all... You know what I mean? Sir, would you be comfortable telling us? No? The fuck? Midwest, come on. Talk about your wedding night. How did you lose your...
You got a badass look.
Thank you.
You look very cool, very handsome. Also, just a little sprinkle of dictator. You got a bit of a... Not the best time for that shit, but you look great. I'm not criticizing you, but you do look like if someone conquers the show at some point, it's going to be. You know what I mean? Where did you meet your girlfriend?
Well, this is my wife, actually.
Oh, you're what? Oh, shit. Was it a romantic proposal?
Yeah.
What was the location, sir?
It was outside her old apartment.
Outside her old apartment? Oh, you met her on the street? Okay, cool. We're not here to judge. In Manhattan or in Brooklyn?
Manhattan.
War-torn Upper East Side. These guys, they were tearing down his statue, and they... Is that your boyfriend that you're with?
I'm a woman.
What's that?
I'm a woman.
Yeah, the dude you're with, is that...
That's my husband.
Oh, okay, cool. You're great at answering questions. I knew you were a woman. I don't see gender, Seattle, but I... Did you think I didn't think you were a woman?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I knew you were a woman. Okay, good, cool. Wow, thank you for trying to fucking derail my career. All right, well... I'm like, I like your vest. She's like, I'm a woman. I'm like, all right. No one didn't think you were a woman until you said that. Now everyone's suspicious. All right. It was such an odd reaction. You were so confrontational.
We didn't meet on the internet.
You didn't meet on the internet?
No.
Okay. Have we already talked about where did you guys meet?
We didn't talk about that.
Okay. What, you really are a woman. What, Jesus Christ. Sir, is this your girlfriend that you're with?
Friends.
Just friends. Just platonic friends? Oh, okay, cool. I've never really had one of those. Where did you two meet?
The internet.
The internet? Oh, cool. I think you're using the internet properly if you're not getting laid. Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
No. It's kind of a bummer. What site do you meet? Blueballs.com? What did you guys... What about sexting, sir? Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, what about it? Well, I have a joke about it if you don't fuck. I've never had an audience member say that to me before. What about it? I understand the platonic part. All right, well. There's so many couples here this evening. This is beautiful. Sir, is that you're with your girlfriend? Oh, okay. Have you already been through this?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then I can't figure out where your attitude's coming from. How long have you been together with your girlfriend?
On and off for like a year.
On and off for a year. Okay. There is one thing you guys can trust. I got this. My ex, and I know it's tacky to talk about her in front of you, but you brought your ex to my fucking show, so. Where did you guys meet? I'm trying to meet someone that looks and is you. Where did you guys meet?
Work.
Work. Okay, yeah, I'm not gonna get a job. What do you sell? Intermobile equipment.
Modal.
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 Modal. All right. I don't even know what that is. Modal? No, I didn't even know. Moda. Moda. Moda.
I-N-T-E-R.
Well, yeah, spell with dyslexic, you son of a bitch. Nothing but nice for that guy. Nothing but nice. How long have you been together for? Whoa, okay, that's a long time. I mean, that's longer than you're supposed to be with someone. Maybe you'll get married. It would really help my set if you proposed during my set. But do you guys live in the city? You still live in Staten Island? Oh, okay, yeah, I'd probably rectify that situation before I ask someone to spend an afternoon with me, let alone their whole life. All right. Are you guys similar ages? Okay, that works, right? Doesn't make up for the fucking ferry ride tonight. Yeah, you win. Are you guys a couple? No. Oh, okay. Just friends?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How long have you been friends for? 2017. Mathematic teacher, get ready. If they were friends since 2017, and it's now 2022, why is she still with the guy from Staten Island? All right. My ex-girlfriend, she was Indian. Probably still is. And the... Where did you guys meet?
Hinge.
Cool. I've never dated online.
Where did you find your girlfriend?
Where did I find my ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, suddenly we met on Hinge. To be honest, where I met her was she was sitting right there. I met her here at this club.
Oh.
Yes, and guess where I met you? This is so uncomfortable because we've already proven you're my type, and yes, will you guys let me pursue my fucking dream? Jesus.
You look very high. And I know sometimes people say that and it's a compliment, but I don't mean that as a compliment. Are you with, is that your girlfriend?
That is.
This is you're a very attractive couple. I think you could do better than a pothead, but are you guys similar ages?
I'm older.
You're older, oh, okay. All right, by how much? You oh, okay, go the long way. Let me figure it out. All right, so, right, you got an MBA. Your birthday's on Tuesday. Okay, your birthday's on Tuesday. When did your parents meet? Where did you guys meet?
Online.
Oh, dating, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Which one?
Tinder.
Oh, cool, wow, classy. Did you guys talk about kids? Have you talked about having kids?
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful, right? That's it, that's when you know. Tinder, right? That's when you know you've really used that app incorrectly.
What do you teach?
Special ed.
Special ed. Listen to the applause. So many Democrats here tonight. That's amazing. Oh, hey, no problem. Do you have any experience dealing with Tourette's? Because we got a situation. What grade special ed? Juvenile detention center. Whoa, okay, wow. 7 out of 10 people in jail have dyslexia,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, so my point is, don't fuck with me, all right? That's it, yeah. And you're a teacher too? Oh, speculated, holy fuck. Good Lord, we've located my demographic. My demographic is deadheads and their former teachers. Yeah, that's really... Yep, that's why I said it. All right, so, good Lord, you have a fucking relative over here. What's your name, the special ed teacher?
Alexandria.
Alexandria, was that right?
Alessandria.
Okay, pick one, lady. And then, who's that you're with?
Matt.
Is Matt your boyfriend or something like that? One of your students? He's what? Yeah, we just said that. We said that. I had to take the short bus. It was in hell. Do your kids take the short bus to school?
They live in the neighborhood. They walk.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of... Is it Chernobyl? Why do all these kids... Isn't that alarming? There's like a shitload of kids with learning disabilities in one neighborhood? Matt probably donated to a sperm bank like 20 years ago. We were fucking...
Max's girlfriend, she was Indian, probably still is. And the whole time we were together, people would find out she's Indian and they'd say to me, they'd be like, Native American or from India. First off, rude. Secondly, I will look into that.
What type of medicine will you practice? And I'll tell you what I used to do.
Neurology.
Holy shit, that sounds difficult, right? How much smarter would you be than, say, like a podiatrist, a foot doctor? A lot smarter, right? Okay, you're giving me foot doctor vibes, by the way. See, I have dyslexia, which as a neurologist, which is the brain, that must interest you, right? Because that means our brains function different, and we have what they call overgrown genitalia. And I think...
So is that your wife?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Did he have the mustache when you guys got together in the first place? He did. Oh, okay, good. Because that's a hard, I feel like that's like a move, you know what I mean? If you're dating a guy with a beard and then he comes back, you know what I mean, all Freddie Mercury. We look similar. Oh, cool, wow, this is how threesomes start. All right. If anyone comes back tomorrow, I have a mustache. Oh, yeah.
You here by yourself? Oh, okay. I'm not going to play along with this shit. All right. What's your occupation? Pipe fitter. That's what guys always say when they're trying to get laid. That's why... That's what he said. And where'd you go?
University of Chicago.
What did you study?
Econ and philosophy.
And this is why you're going to meet somebody. Is... how well-rounded you are. Oh. See what I tell you? Yes. Yes. I'm from Canada. I don't know anything about University of Chicago. I don't know anything. I know your girlfriend's been looking at me since she came back. But I... That's all. Oh. When you were gone... I don't know what he was trying to do, but he told another woman that he was a pipe fitter. So, yeah.
Now, you have a partner. Boyfriend. Okay, where's he this evening?
He's in Salt Lake City.
So, oh, okay. With his other family? That's a Mormon joke. Yes.
Sir, do you live with your girlfriend? Is that your girlfriend?
My sister.
Your sister. Okay. Whoa. Okay. Are you... I thought his sister was his girlfriend. Okay, that could end a lot of comedy careers. I got it. How long have you been hooking up with your sister? Thank you.
Where did you meet your girlfriend?
She was dating one of my friends.
She was... We are not here to judge, okay? We are here to ridicule. What, That happened to me. The same situation when I was in high school before I had a moral compass. How long were you dating his ex-friend before... Dude, you brought this up, man. You could have said Bumble, dude. You could have said Bumble. You were dating his friend, right?
Yes.
Let's call him Gareth. And how long did you date Gareth for?
4 years.
4 years? Okay. Listen, I don't know if you guys think I'm doing warm-up for Ricky Lake or not, but it...
There was a few years between.
Oh, a few years between? Open with that, dude?
It wasn't that bad.
And no, I don't think it's that bad. These people do not care for it, but I...
She was really new agey, like into all this like new age stuff. Do you know what I mean, sir, by new agey? Like aromatherapy and crystals, horoscopes, right? Like white woman sorcery. And like one time after we were intimate, she goes, "That's the type of sex we had in a past life." And I'm like, okay, did you make it weird back then too? Have you been ruining this forever?
The Rock's little brother. Dude, I appreciate you being here. It means the world to me that Dwayne would send you. It is. If these two guys get out of line, dude, it's me and you.
You're Jack too. Holy f***. God damn it. It's like looking in a mirror.
Has anyone else said you look like The Rock's little brother before? Before I move on, it's happened, right?
Not little brother.
Okay. What, a bigger brother? Right. Okay. Dwayne told me about this shit. All right. Now,
he's going through a divorce?
Yeah.
And you're dating him?
Yeah.
Oh, this is good. Let's get the cameras on this table. All right. It's so brutal.
We're the victims.
We should hook up. How long had you been dating when he was like, "Oh, just so you know, my life is hell right now"?
I had to kind of discover that. She's crazy.
You gonna let her talk about her like that? All right.
She had another man's kid. Yeah.
You know what? I just realized I'm not qualified for this conversation. Did you know that it was another person's child before it was born, or
yes,
when it was black? When did you... How long have you guys been together for? 4 years.
She's my ex, but we're like...
Oh, let me just... I'm just going to explain what's happening here. They've broken up. How long ago did you break up, sir?
2 years ago.
You broke up 3 years ago? Yeah. Google break up. I don't think it's really fitting the description. So you broke up 3 years ago. And then you've just gone out to a comedy show and made the huge mistake of sitting in the front. All right, well.
4 years.
4 years. You dated for 4 years. 3 years ago. Oh, this is like one of those math things where the train leaves Peru. You're like, all right. You're like, if the train leaves Peru 4 years ago,
What are the chances of you having sex with a guy's girlfriend? Well, it's,
Where are you from? Is your girlfriend, are you from France too?
No, I'm Persian.
You're Persian? Okay, cool. All right, I know where that is. Sir, do you live in America now?
Yeah.
What motivated you? Because we've both immigrated. Okay, just did. Wait, you fell in love with an American girl?
Yeah.
But are you not with a Persian?
No, different one.
Okay, cool. All right. Let me tell you a little tradition we do in the New World is you don't have to do this. This is something we just brainstormed on the Mayflower. But when you're with one woman, sir, you don't bring up the other woman that you fell in love with. That's a little something we do. But no, honestly, Have red wine at lunch and cock block yourself if that's what you want to do. What's your occupation? You have a macho job though, right?
Construction.
That's macho as shit. That's one of the village people. That's I've been told that apparently being a parent is supposed to be the most rewarding job in the world. Now, I don't know if that's true. I do. What's that?
It's true.
It's true? Okay, cool. A lot of this stuff's rhetorical, but how many kids do you have?
Two.
Oh, well, over here they have three. Yeah, and they're less distressed. What?
I want more.
You want more. Okay, cool. Well, I'm not your fucking therapist. So, is this your girlfriend? Sure? Okay, cool.
Dude, let's fuck this dude up.
No, honestly. All right, grab the Indian and the cop.
How do you two know each other? That's your mom? Whoa, I'm shocked that you don't look old enough to have a daughter that age.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. Well, I might be your new dad. Yeah. At least for the night. My ex, and I know you hate when I talk about my past, but my ex, this is how insecure she was. It's so embarrassing to do in front of your stepdaughter. She... Your old man knows what he's doing, doesn't he? How old were you when you met the gentleman?
I think like
12. 12? You belong in prison, dude.
Yeah.
Seriously, get the camera over here. We got fucking... You guys thought it was a comedy show. No, it's an episode of Catch a Predator right here. Yes. Yes. You're going down. Hard lemonade? Okay, I don't know. That's amazing. Sir, were you 12 too? Oh, okay.
I dated a woman and she had pierced nipples, and that's how I got used to those weird metal straws.
Are you guys similar ages? Pete is older?
Oh, okay. You're not holding hands anymore. I don't have a good feeling about this.
How much older, sir?
Five.
Okay, that's the first time you've said something, and it was after she said five. You nodded and said five. Okay. Where did you guys go on your first date?
Coffee.
Okay. Are you allowed to speak? Jesus Christ. Direct eye contact at him. We got coffee. Oh, you're talking again. All right. Did you go to college, the speaker of the... Did you? Yeah. What did you study?
Biology.
Whoa, you must be so smart. Where did you take miming? What school did you go? Are you a scientist? No, don't talk now, I'm talking to her! Jesus Christ! Get your ass back in that glass box. You're Indian, and this is Jason over here, is your boyfriend?
Daniel,
but he's white. Have your parents met Daniel?
No.
Oh shit, okay. How long have you been with Daniel for?
5 years.
Oh! Now you've met Daniel's family. And they fucking love you, because they would get canceled if they didn't. You tell me your occupation, I can predict your future.
Scientist at a pharma company.
Wait, do you master's degree or PhD?
PhD. Oh.
I agree, the fact he looks a bit like a Proud Boy is going to be a hurdle. Can I give you guys advice? Mention Daniel. Daniel, couple sunbeds. And
What do you do? Do you work for the government? I'm trying to find someone who works for the government.
I'm a pastor.
My feelings for you are so strong. The only feelings I have that are stronger would probably be for that of the Lord. Yeah, so. That's how you close, Bolivia. Yeah. What do? Sir, do you work for the government? Please say you work for the government.
I used to, I'm a pilot.
Patty, sexy occupation, would you not say?
I can't deny.
Because in a way, I'm a pilot too. Because I fly with God. Wow. Yeah. Day in and day out.
I'm also from Canada.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Where in Canada are you from?
Vancouver.
Vancouver, that's where I'm from.
You are?
Yeah, well, I thought I was a bit of a name around town. yes. But you live in America now?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. It's hard for Canadians to immigrate here, right?
No.
No? Okay, good. So weird. I was talking about my ex-girlfriend and you are reminding me of her. Do you have your green card?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's pretty easy when you do when you're illegal. You have a student visa.
I'm not illegal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Again, I was
I'm not
kidding.
A student either.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'll, you know what? I'll just read your LinkedIn. Let's. Do you have a girlfriend, sir?
No.
Oh, okay. What about you? Do you think that response is going to speed the show along? What do you think? You have a couple girlfriends. Wow, I did not see that coming. What, how did you meet these ladies?
Friends.
Yeah.
Friends in college. Yeah,
okay.
Friends.
Friends, yeah. Just say that three different ways. All right, well, you're not ready to commit to just one?
No.
Okay, that always goes well. Well, I had my heart broken. This happened a couple years ago, but I still haven't healed.
Potato, potato.
What's that? Potato, potato. Google that expression and see when you're supposed to use it. I don't think that was the right time. Have you ever stared a young man in the face, connected with them over heartbreak, and have them say, potato, potato? I do see what they see in you, though, sir. I really... Women love a good communicator. Where did you guys meet? It's not... The location wasn't boring, but your fucking tone. Are you guys married? She... Is that true? She needed paper. Lead with that, dude! Jesus fucking Christ! Where is she from? So when you said at a bar, that's the name of the website, is that... After you met him, did you say the phrase, mission accomplished? Yeah. Sir, have you been to Russia to visit the motherland? Cool, thank you for bringing that up. So when he visited Russia, it was a while ago, right? It wasn't... You guys show that it can... You know what I mean? It can work. I don't recommend watching the news together, by the way. I don't... Also, when you have sex, sir, do you consider it an invasion? How do you... No. All right. Wait. Engage. What's that? Bullshit. Okay, cool. Wow, we are not at a Steelers game, lady. Why don't we... Act like we're inside. What part was bullshit?
Nittany Lion.
I was joking that I didn't know your mascot. Maybe comedy might not be for everyone. Someone with
an IEP. Anyone can get it.
Oh, okay. Cool. This is going to be a real one-sided thing with you. So, yeah, I'll check your LinkedIn, though. Congrats on the IUP. I had a girlfriend. She used to get IUPs. I'd ask my parents for a pet, and they would always say, well, what we do when we travel, right? Then we never went anywhere. The whole time. My friend's like, were you lonely without a dog? I'm like, no, I was busy preparing for this voyage. Last time I'm home, my mom, out of the blue, she goes, dear, we should have gotten you a dog. Yeah, that hurts if you're hanging out with your family. They start brainstorming ways you could have been a better person. Same trip, I didn't know where my mom goes, when we get old, I hope you don't put us in a home. And I was like, well, what will I do when I travel? I'm at the gym. I'm working out. There is a senior citizen working out beside me. And I realize after a minute, I'm like, oh, fuck, we are lifting the same amount of weight. True, this is true. I felt insecure that I'm like bench pressing the same amount as fucking Father Time. So... I add weight, and then he lifted that too. Off my chest. He saved my life. Deal guy! How tall are you? Who's this short mother you're with? How tall are you?
I'm
6'1". Bull fucking shit. Bullshit. That is above average. You don't carry it well. But I, no, I'm kidding. What do you do, 6'1"?
I play a doctor on TV.
What show?
Grey's
it. Will you f*** off? No. That show's still on? So I'm only at 19. This lady here, what do you do? Whoa, that's yeah. Have you ever heard of the phrase stolen valor? It's when someone comes to a comedy show and says they're a f***ing actor on a medical show. You know what would really get him? If we went home together, I feel like...
Where are you from, sir?
Well, you don't even have an accent.
Where are you from, Ada?
From France? You don't have an accent either.
It seems like you two are on the run from something.
Yeah. Are you surprised they're both from France? Because they don't have an accent.
I knew, actually, because they introduced themselves before...
Oh, did, whoa, we have a whole fucking accent situation over here. Where are you from? It's cool you guys can sippies at each other. No, I think that's great. Forgive and forget.
Right? Because of the thing you did.
Alright. What's your job? You have the most German job. Yikes. I feel like I sleep with a person too soon. How long should you wait? That made me a little bit hard. How long did you wait?
3 months.
3 fucking months? Jesus Christ, when did you move here from Utah? How? 3 months? We're lucky if we get out of the building. What? There's fucking global warming. We might not even be here in 3 months. I've never had a relationship for 10 years. I've been in like relationships that feel like 10 years, but I've never... Do you recommend, maybe that's what I should be doing. But that would mean I would meet someone and then, I don't know how to put this nicely, ejaculate in the fall. Is that what you recommend? So August, September, Halloween? It is, it's a period where I would be holding myself frequently, yeah. You have your coat on. Yeah, a lot of the other men have disrobed a little bit, but I had you ever dated anyone wearing a snowsuit before? Was that the... That's sexy on the first date, right? To, like, unzip. Does anyone teach special ed?
I'm an evaluator.
What does that mean? You decide if a kid is happy or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Is there another special ed teacher?
I had 2 special ed meetings today.
Just 1 second. What were the meetings? Are you a teacher?
Yes.
Oh, shit. You... kept that under your coat. The fuck? Was it with an evaluator?
Yes.
Really? Two of your students might have to go to special ed?
They are going to special ed.
Yeah. Wow, you cold motherfucker. You look young to, you both look very young to be married. Where in the Midwest are you from?
Zimbabwe.
You're from Zimbabwe? Okay, applaud, white person. So you said you had pets in Zimbabwe. What'd you have, sir?
A zebra and a elephant growing up, yeah.
Just 1 second. He said a zebra. He didn't say it right. He said an elephant. Is that true? You had a zebra and an elephant? You're a spoiled fuck. All right, I'm gonna know. That is wild. I just wanted a dog, okay? What happens when the elephant got too big?
You let it go.
You let it go. Yeah, really? Explain the ivory necklace you're wearing. Did you propose in a romantic fashion? That's what I want to do someday. No, you did not? Really? What was the location?
In and out.
No, in and out. I didn't say what happened after you proposed. I... Why did you pick there?
It was
is our anniversary.
Oh, you? Oh, okay. I should have assumed we've had a burger joint. It's going to be our anniversary. All right, yeah. Beautiful.
Oh, shit.
Hey, what's up, dude?
I got a couple of turtlenecks at home, man. I get it. They consider me one of the best turtleneck comedians on the planet. And I... Let me just tell you guys this, and this is the first time in probably 7 years that I wasn't wearing a turtleneck myself. In the turtleneck community, our larynx gets so cold so easily, but beyond that, high level of competition. So by him telling me that he's wearing two turtlenecks, to you guys it's like, oh, that's not too good. To me, that's really insulting. Right? It's really, I know the answer is Ski Lodge, but where did you meet your girlfriend?
How long have you guys been together for? Do you know your numbers? Okay, cool. Wow, that's beautiful. Where did you meet? And then I'll tell you if you're together.
Instagram.
Wow, the old traditional tale. I've met people on Instagram before, and I've had sex with them. Because I was smart enough, when asked, to say, we are together.
Did you propose? Was your wife surprised?
Yes, I proposed on a rooftop.
On a rooftop? Wow. All right. So she only had two choices, really, right? Pick one, baby.
Where did you guys meet?
Outside of a bar.
I've never met a non-homeless person in that situation. That's... So you're on your way into the bar? You saw her and you were like, wow, I'm smitten, I'm going to ask her out.
It was the opposite.
You saw him, right? You were clearly intoxicated. You approached, you just asked him for his phone number?
Well, he was so drunk, he was like zoned out.
Oh,
so
yeah,
so
okay.
I just looked at him and I said, you're so handsome.
Wow, okay. Just so you know, if you were a man and that was your origin story, you'd probably be arrested. If you were like...
Where did you guys go on the first date? They went for coffee, they went... for pizza.
Motorcycles and shoot a 45.
Just 1 second, repeat that. Motorcycles and shoot a 45.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool, okay, cool. That's fine. I don't judge Republicans. What, I know, the election was stolen. Whatever. Wait, whose idea was that? The, who, was it?
I think I suggested it.
Yeah, probably, the firearms, yeah. That is wild. Were you, the woman, what's your name?
Miriam.
Miriam, were you taken back? That your date was armed? Was that...
Well, my motorcycle was stolen and I have a gun.
Your motorcycle was stolen and you have a gun. Okay, cool. My demographic is generally special ed teachers and deadheads. But I'll try to make the comedy show great again.
What's your name, sir?
Lucky.
Dude, when we are... Just think of the shit I could say as your wing, like what I could do. This is just one line I'm going to use tonight. Talking to girls, not two, I mean like three or four. I'm like, who wants to get lucky? And then you step forward, right? You just walk up fully erect and it is... Is that a tattoo? Oh, okay, cool, man. What is it of?
Swords, two swords.
That's something that I would get. My ex, she had lots of tattoos. They were all to remind her to do things. She had one that said breathe. Like, she was like... She had one that said live in the moment in case she was tempted to time travel. But...
Went with the undershirt for the show. It's like, we get it, dude. You're fucking fit. All right. Are you the girlfriend? How do you think it makes him feel when you laugh as you answer that? You're both so good looking. Someone at some, you know what I mean? It must have crossed your, all right, well. I'm jealous of your physique. That's why I made a comment about it, okay? You're probably jealous that I would have probably closed with Laura, or with Ashley, but. Do what? Oh, I was fine with just the bit I got, yeah. What's your name, sir?
Matam.
Oh, shit. Okay, I wouldn't have made fun of you if I had known such an ethnical name. And you've never met anyone just throw an M in front of the word Tom. That's...
Is it M-T-O-M? The button, Matan. Oh, okay. Well, way to make up your mind halfway through the fucking show. All right, well. What's your occupation?
I work in politics.
Cool. Hey, great job, by the way, everyone. Is your boyfriend in politics?
No.
What does he do?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't have a boyfriend?
No.
Oh, shit, okay. Have you ever dated someone who's like a different age than you? Maybe someone older, maybe a congressman? Have you ever, where did you guys meet? You guys actors?
Yes.
And in politics?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, okay. That's supposed to be surprising, but it's not. Would you date an actor? I've taken acting classes before. I find the male students very unappealing.
I prefer comedians.
Cool. Wow, you have great taste. I haven't seen taste that good since I checked into the hotel I'm staying at. It is decorated impeccably. Enough room for three. What do you do, sir?
I'm a dentist.
Do people call dentists doctors? They do, but when they, like me, are they being sarcastic? Oh, yeah, no, you take this, lady. What?
My friends miss it too, so they should talk after the show.
Oh, okay, thanks for sharing that. Your friend's missing a tooth. I think you're missing some couth. I really think you're... The lady missing the tooth, do you have a good meth story for us? What happened to your tooth? When did it happen?
Well, it happened in the fall. Like...
In the fall, and your friend's interrupting the show now? All right. I've never been missing a tooth, but I imagine it must make you feel self-conscious, and the only thing that would help would be if your friend would yell it out in front of 250 people, right? I think a great way to end the show would be if you knocked out one of her tooth. Come on, just hit her. Hit Alex.
What's your job?
Not that interesting.
What do you do?
I'm a nurse for dogs and cats.
Relax. You're a real motherfucker setting it up like that. You're real.
So the vet, you do all the fucking heavy lifting.
The bitch work.
Okay, let's. All right, we get it. You want him to get reelected, but I. What's your name, sir?
Jeff with a G.
Okay, cool. I get it. Geth. What do you think about the G-man with his bitch comment? Sir, is that your girlfriend?
No, that's my best friend.
Where do you meet a friend that you must be attracted to? Where?
We are both attracted to the same guy.
You've seen me perform 5 times. Have you ever seen me get out of this? What's your name, sir?
Joe.
What is your name, the female friend?
Steph.
Steph? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. God damn it, Steph. We're vibing, aren't we?
I think we're vibing.
Oh, shizzle. Wow. What do you do, Steph?
I'm starting a company.
What's the company?
We're designing a weighted blanket for... Dentist.
That's a great idea. I hope to someday watch you on Shark Tank and then also look beside me and then we're watching it together. And yes.
You're wearing flip-flops, things will turn around. What's, what is going on straight from the cabana, dude? What's going on, man? How are you, sir? You got a good look. It's casual, man. It's really waiting for things in the dryer to finish. I like it. What about the flip-flop couple? Where did you guys... What was the name of the shelter you guys met at? What? Maybe a hostel, but I'm going full shelter. You're a doctor. You deal with addiction, right? What's a symptom of someone who's addicted to weed? Would you say wearing flip-flops on a Saturday night? Would that be... I'm kidding. Dude, you got a great look, man. Beautiful head of hair. Your beautiful girlfriend. How you doing? I know I'm not your type, close toes, but did you propose in a romantic fashion? Maybe. What was the location?
The Matterhorn.
Does everyone know? Do you know what Matterhorn is?
Disneyland.
It's what?
Disneyland. It's a ride.
Oh, Disneyland. Oh, no.
Oh,
God.
Oh.
Guys, I am so sorry what happened. It's a mountain in Switzerland. Oh, you really think you're better than us, don't you?
Thanks for the Disneyland tip, by the way. How long ago were you guys married?
16 years.
You got married young, sir. That's why everyone thinks you did it at Disneyland. Yeah. Your shorts are distracting. Sorry, there's not a pool party, so you'd be dressed appropriately. All right, well. Are you his girlfriend? Yes? Okay, cool. What do you think about the shorts? Is that evening attire? What do you think? It's a bathing suit. Yeah, that's what I didn't want to be as mean as you just were, but yeah, it looks like girlfriend loves my shit, dude. What do you think of the big boy pants? Fucking bathing suit in the front row. All right, well. You told him you like my pants. Okay, tell him I like his girlfriend. What do you do in Toronto, sir?
I'm a musician.
No.
I'm playing Carnegie Hall tomorrow.
Oh. That's fucking amazing. You know what? When I started comedy, I'm like, I always want to be the second most successful Canadian in the room. And that's amazing. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I could possibly go. I can't promise anything. I do big gigs, you know what I mean? I don't bring them up at other people's shows, but where do you work? A physician's office. Okay, cool. Are you a doctor? Oh, okay, cool. Wow. Why wouldn't you just say you're a doctor? You don't want to brag. Oh, okay, wow. So you consider it a brag. What kind of medicine? Psychological. Oh, okay, cool. Well, you could have said, because we don't even consider that a doctor, so it wouldn't be bragging. What's your occupation, sir?
I paint cars.
You paint cars? Is that your wife?
Ex-wife.
Your ex-wife? Oh, okay. I'm never here to give people advice, but you two aren't doing it right. Yeah, you're not. That's beautiful. Your ex-wife, but you're still friends. Okay, cool. That's incredible. Maybe you'll get back together. Really? Oh, you got back together and then divorced again. Oh, okay. And then... Is this like a first date? Or what? That's incredible. Paint that on a fucking car, right? When he says he paints cars, he just means he paints over just married on his car. Yeah? Is there anyone here that is a therapist?
Yeah.
What's one piece of advice that you'd give to all couples?
Get curious before you get furious.
Wait, let me repeat that. Tim, you said get curious before you get serious?
Furious.
Oh, okay. Isn't mine better? Learn about the person before you commit. Get curious before you get furious. Let me make a prediction. Tim, Monday morning at 10:30, is going to be like, get curious before you get serious. Like that. Also, as soon as you said get curious, everyone starts thinking bum stuff too, by the way. Okay. All right, Tim. Well, dude, I've always wanted to say this to a therapist, but our time's up. What do you do? What's your job? You guys are so calm. It's insane. Someone would be like, he's got a chainsaw, he's chasing me. And you're like, all right, ma'am. You know what I mean? You're a little dismissive, to be honest. It'll be the craziest, like, I'm on fire. And you're like, all right, sir, calm down.
What's your name?
Hope.
Hope?
Okay.
Did you say 911, Hope? Like 911, Hope speaking. Good luck.
What do you do?
I work in construction.
See, I thought it's macho shit, right? In the office, okay, wow. Is that your girlfriend?
Yeah, we're kind of off and on, but yeah.
Oh, shit. Sure, she's happy that you announced that. When did you start dating?
4 years ago, yesterday, actually.
4 years ago, oh, cool. Happy on and off anniversary. What's your name?
Coit.
Coit?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the main problem with the relationship? Is it? Is that short for something? Coitus, dog. But you guys are back together now for the show.
No.
No. Okay. What's that?
No, she's right.
She's right. Okay. Cool. I know it's hard for you to acknowledge her being right. That's the kind of the problem in the relationship.
Where are you from?
Persian.
Oh, okay. So from Iran?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You tried to throw me off the trail. What? What's that?
It's called Iran.
It's called Iran. Oh, what did I say?
Iran.
Iran. Oh, okay. Do you think this attitude causes a lot of the problems globally? But you live in New York now? Oh, good. What? You do. You. Do you say I? Don't you mean E? I have developed a crush on your girlfriend, dude. I don't know. We'll let her decide. She should base it on who's funnier in the next 45 minutes. What's your name? And what's your girlfriend's name? What do you do, dude? What's your job? Or what kind of instruments? Guitars? I'm a music lover. I never remember Jerry strapping on the chromatography. And just really... Tell us what chromatography... Obviously, this is the type of thing that drew Rosalina to him in the first place. It's jeez, are you a scientist?
Yes.
Rosalina, what are you doing? And actually, have it be a thing. What do you teach? Oh, you approve of that, sir? What talk Rosalina can teach you? Does Brett speak Mandarin? No, he doesn't respect your culture. All right, well, what do you think about that, Brett, putting those components together, dude? Sir, you have a f***ing killer. You look like a singer-songwriter from the 70s, dude. You look... What do you do, and how's John Denver? What's he like as a guy?
I am a physician.
Are you... With that f***ing look? Whoa! Normally, you people like you refer to themselves as medicine man. That's, you know... What type of medicine do you specialize in? And we all know it's hallucinogenics, but what... I'm not far off. You get people addicted? Is that... No, you have a great look. If you were my doctor, I would be very... You know what I mean? Yeah. We'd talk about music. I wouldn't let you f***ing touch me. But yeah. What's the most prevalent addiction these days?
Will always be alcohol.
Okay. Would you say your attitude's a little pessimistic? Also, read the room, dude. It's a bunch of people f***ing drinking. What do you do? You look like you have a macho job.
I work with kids.
What, are you a teacher?
Children's hospital.
Oh, okay, cool. I was hoping someone would make this sad. are you a doctor?
Yes.
Oh, whoa. That's very heroic.
And I'm Canadian.
But you work down here? Okay, yeah, went for the money. pediatrician? Is that right?
Surgery.
Pediasurgery. And, one of the most, it's under comedian, but I feel like best medicine, motherfucker. All right, well, did you propose in a romantic fashion? You're Canadian. Us Canadians are renowned for being romantic and good at oral. And what was the scenario?
I took it to a horse rescue.
You were probably like, he probably can't bring something depressing into the proposal, but you were wrong. Yeah. Yep. The puppy mill was closed, so... What's he do?
I make ice cream.
What's your ice cream company? I'll fucking plug it, turn shit around. What's it called?
The Bent Spoon.
The Bent Spoon. Oh, shit. Okay, to kind of cater to the junkie crowd in Philly. All right, yeah. That's great, dude. slogan is, it's addictive.